Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's not so much a quick tip, but more of answering a question from a listener. This one's really tricky, and I'm not certain I'm going to be able to provide a clear answer. This question comes from Dave in Illinois. He writes, "After listening to your podcast on martial arts and firearms, the following question came to mind. If someone wanted to learn how to use an actual firearm for self-defense, but has been prohibited from purchasing a firearm, could that person still legally join a firing range, learn about how guns work, learn about gun safety, and learn how to practice firing a rented gun at a range in the event he has to use one for self-defense? For example, using a pistol confiscated from an attacker during a fight." Thanks for the question, Dave, and this question actually comes up quite a bit. Due to some action a person was involved in, certain rights have been lost. It could have been a youthful indiscretion or something serious that he or she got sucked into. Here's a scary example. I attended a seminar this week on internet security for children, and the presenter made it very clear that your teenager can commit a felony in less than a minute with a camera phone. All your teenage son needs to do is take a sexually explicit photo of his girlfriend and post it to the internet, or even just pass it around to his buddies, and he could be charged with a felony and become a registered sex offender. 60 seconds to screw up the rest of your life. I'm going to try and have the presenter on the show. I have no idea why Dave lost his right to purchase a firearm, and for what I'm going to suggest, it doesn't matter. Dave is concerned about his safety. You know, in the event he's in a bad situation and a firearm becomes available, he wants to know how to use it to defend himself. We call this a battlefield pickup. I teach the basics of firearms in my women's survival course for the very same reason. If a weapon becomes available during a crisis, you want to be at least somewhat familiar with it in order to properly use it to defend yourself. So my simple answer to Dave is, it depends. It depends upon so many different factors that I can't begin to give you a real answer. You need to look at a bunch of things. What is the initial reason for the prohibition? How was the restriction written? What is your court's view of firearms? I know of cases where just being in a house where a firearm is stored will get you into trouble. It could be locked in a safe, to which you don't even have the combination, but you setting foot in the door will be a violation. So I would not take any firearms classes. The reason is that there are often real firearms in the classroom, no ammunition, of course, and that alone could be a violation. I'd also hold off on going to a firing range. You know, just steer clear of firearms until you have solid legal advice that you can count on. You cannot get that type of advice from me. And so what you need to do is speak with an attorney and have him or her interpret the prohibition for you and provide guidance. I recommend you find an attorney familiar with gun rights in your area. I've also heard of some rights being restored after a period of time. But again, it totally depends upon the situation, and it does not happen automatically. An attorney must petition on your behalf. So, I'm sorry, Dave, that I couldn't give you a clear answer, but hopefully I gave you some ideas of where to start looking for that advice. Just play it safe and avoid firearms until you get the go-ahead from an attorney. And that'll do it for this week. Of course, don't forget that we have a 20% discount on subscriptions to Taekwondo Times magazine. Just enter our exclusive promo code of PRACDEF01, that's PRACDEF01, at checkout. The subscription to the print edition of the magazine includes digital copies as well. And of course, you can always find the promo code and a link in the show notes. If you have any tips you'd like to share with anyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.